Can we turn to the book of Mark, please? Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 22. Mark chapter 5 and verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, the Lord Jesus, this is, when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Then we'll move down to verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And we'll go over to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made by things which do appear. So the definition of faith is complete trust in someone or something. Us believers, Michael, Dean, and I, and other people gathered here, we have faith in the Lord Jesus. We have faith in this book is the complete truth. Michael's explaining where we belong, but he has his faith in the Lord Jesus, and he knows he's going to heaven. That's the same as I am. It's the same as Dean. It's the same as my wife here as well. We have faith in the Lord Jesus. Faith, we oftentimes say we have faith in the chair we sat in whenever we sat down here tonight. We have faith in the bed we lie in at night that it's not going to fall out and we're comfortable there. Faith is like, explain Wesley back there with Kara. He feels so comfortable with her. He has faith that she will always provide for him. I know that every believer here has faith in the Lord Jesus, because that's what this book tells us. Over here, John chapter 3, verse 16 is the verse that I was saved through, explaining that the Lord Jesus came to die for me. We could flip to that if you want, just so I can make sure I read it off correctly, because I can't see it. John 3 and verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believeth in him. I believe that the Lord Jesus died for my sins, that I'm a sinner, and the Lord Jesus died for my sins, and I shall never go to hell. I'm going to heaven whenever I die. This book explains very simply that there's really only one way to get to heaven. There's only one way. There's not really only one. There's only one way to get to heaven. And that's to put your faith in the Lord Jesus. And I feel like we oftentimes confuse it in our heads more than it really is. But it's as simple as just, I don't even know how to explain it, as simple as it is. It's just faith in the Lord Jesus. Trust that the Lord Jesus died for you. Died for you, and he died in the place where you belong, where I belong, where Dean belongs, where Michael belongs. He died in our place for us to go to heaven, for us to have a connection with God that we would never be able to have without the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus came to this earth for one purpose, and that was to die in our place, And I know that he and everyone else here will know that he is our Savior and the only reason that we're going to heaven. So I'll just read off John 3:16 just one more time, because I know whenever I was saved, I had to read it a few times. My wife read it to me the first few times. Just try to get it into your head that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.